They were holding in the test on a base in the big sugya of Teisha Tziburim and Shnei Tziburim. Teisha Tziburim, what was the suffix? We had the suffix that you have 9 piles of good non-chametz foods and 1 pile of chametz foods, and we don't know which one the mouse took from. We know the mouse took something. We don't know from where he took it. And he went into the house. So do we have to be choshes for it? And the answer was that you do have to be choshes for it. You have to be choshes that there's chametz there. So the question was, we saw yesterday, why do you have to be choshes for it? It's the sopik drabonon. Because chametz is drabonon. Why do you have to be choshes for it? Because sopik if it's chametz or not. The sopik drabonon the kula. So go to kula. So because of this kasha, Jesus says we're talking about whether you're allowed to eat it. There's nothing to do with the Dikas Chometz. We're talking about whether you're allowed to eat it. And the next side that we had, the next side in the Gemara was we had 2 piles and 2 mice. And 1 pile was Vadei Chometz and 1 pile was Vadei Not Chometz. And the mouse, 1 mouse took definitely from the Chometz and 1 mouse took definitely from the non-Chometz. And the mice then went on their journey. One went into a cleaned house, one went into a non-cleaned house. The shayla now is, do you have to do bedikas chometz? Here, everyone agrees the shayla is about bedikas chometz. Do you have to do bedikas chometz on the house that has already been checked? Do you have to do bedikas chometz on the house that's already been checked? To which the Gemara answered, sopek to abonon lekulam. Right? So the shayla which we need to work on today is, why then, in the first case of the Gemara, do we not say Sopik Drabanan Lekula? What's the difference between the first case and the second case? The first case, we said you have to go to Chuma. If the mice took from one of the piles, we don't know which pile he took it from, and he went into the house, then we say Sopik Drabanan Lekula. We say you have to do Bidikas Samet. I think in the second case, we say Sopik Drabanan Lekula. What's the difference? That's the first question. Obviously, according to Tosfos, we have an answer. Tosfos that we learned yesterday said the first case is not talking about bedikas chometz. The first case is talking about whether you're allowed to eat the chometz. It's a deraisa. And the second case is talking about bedikas chometz. Bedikas chometz is drabanan, so you can go to kulam. That's a big derichuk to say that pshat in the Gemara here. That the first case is talking about is the achila, and the second one is talking about bedikas chometz. Chometz tamer. The whole Gemara is here talking about Bdikas Chometz. The Gemara before I was talking about Bdikas Chometz. There's no mention in the Gemara about it. It's the Shaila about eating. So it's a big doichet to say such a pshat. And Rashi didn't. Rashi said clearly the Shaila was regarding Bdikas Chometz. So we have the question, according to Rashi, and according to the Pashtas HaSugya, why in the case, when he took Chometz from one of the piles, and you don't know which Chometz, which pile he took from, so we say called kavua kemesa mesa. So it's a suffix. So why do we say that you have to do a new bedika? Why do we go to chumra? And yet in the next case of the Gemara, when you have 2 piles and we have a mouse there, 2 mice, one mouse go into one house, one mouse going into the other house, we say, oh, no problem, stop a job on a report. That's the shayla. That's the big shayla on the sub which we need to work on. Okay, that's the monochemist which we gave out last 2 days ago. Anyone managed to start reading through them a bit? So let's learn the Balamoy. The Yaakov, you're mute. That's okay, I can lip read it at you.
I tried to start, but I didn't get very far. Made an attempt.
In these Yishayim, to do them slowly. I'm not going to be racing through them. You have to do them slowly, because each one of them tells us an important story. So we're going to start now with the Baal Hamoy. Those of you that don't have the Maor Mekemis, it's okay because you do. If you have the Gemara, you have them all. The Gemara, if you're at the back of the Gemara, there's something called the Rif. The Rif. And the Rif, we all know where the Rif is now. We should know where that. Let's try the end of the Gemara for the Molochai. And on the Daladamad base in the old prints. And something like is the sweet of people.
Samad Aleph on mine.
Samad Aleph on yours?
No, in the Balamo is underneath the riff, which is on Yud Aleph, on the Aleph, on mine.
Fancy Gemara is Yud Aleph. The old fashioned Gemara is Dalad of the Beit, and the fancy Gemara is it's Yud Aleph. You see a Balamo in there? That's it, very good. Yeah. Okay, so now look. So over here, these are the numbers of the old print. So Dalet of the Aleph. So this is the Balamoy, but it's not here, so it must be the next piece. We need Dalet of the Aleph. Here's the Balamoy. This is the Balamoy. This is the Boy. Like you said, you're the Aleph. Okay? Tisha Tiboy. Tiboy.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
Well, what type of God do you have, Shura? Just turn around. Your shirt should be like that. Dalet Amud Beis. Should be there.
Dalet Amud Beis.
At the bottom. The bottom. In Bab Aramai. Okay. Very good. So Chaval, the old prints are different styles, so it's hard for us to work together. But the words are the same, which is a minor. Yeah, so we're in the Bal Hamoy, which is the Mori HaKaton, Mori HaKaton. The Bal Hamoy wrote once it's safe called the Mori HaKaton and somewhere else called the Mori HaGodel. And this is the Bal Hamoy. Bal Hamoy. Good to know who this is, actually. It's the Zerach Yehalevi. He was one of the early Rishonim. And he and the Rambam tend to argue a lot. Bal Hamoy starts the approach to ball rolling, and the Milchamas Hashem, which is, if you see it next to it, near it, or maybe on the next page, you have a Milchamas Hashem, that's the Rambam. The Rambam wrote a sefer, Milchamas, which means battles, to fight the Bal Hamoy. That's the basic sefer. Milchamas Hashem, the Rambam wrote his sefer to fight against what the Bal Hamoy says.
Why that kind of a name?
Milchamas. Fight, Mechamo, it's all the Shema.
Shalom.
No.
Shleim
is Hashem. Shleim is
Hashem. Shalom,
it says in the Gemara that two Tamid Echomim, when they're learning together, then I say, Oy Yavim, and in the end they may come, Oy Havim. But it's not, oh, I hear you, know, it's like in American, I hear what you say, but I think differently. And the Hak is there. I'm arguing in the real, with the whole Mokhama, and that's what these two people are. And then, at the bottom of the page, you might have Hasogas Haraivid, which if the Ramban wasn't enough to bash at the Balamoy, the Raivid does as well. So,
the Balamoy
was named? Rashi Halevi. Yeah, Rizal, Rish Zion Hid. So Kamuvan, if you have Rishonim or out to bash him, he must be something who's worth his salt, right? He must be something special, because you don't find Rishonim or out to bash anyone unless there's a real concern. So just on this case, the Ramban doesn't argue with the Mohammed, with the Balamoy, which is, well, the right result. So we'll start off with the Balamoy. Let's start with the Balamoy. Tishrei Tziboim. Shalom Mitzvah. One more thing before we go on. When the Rishonim and the Mishnah, you've seen this in the Ibn Ezra and the Ramban, when they talk to each other, they are not polite. They're not polite. They're in the understatement. They are very strong in their Rishonim. Right? And Chofetz Chaim has a whole tshuva about it. How is it that people speak doesn't horror or something wrong, but to Mechaneshem, he's got a whole thing about it, Chofetz Chaim. The whole thing about how can that be, but that is, it is, and it's obviously the right way to do it.
Yeah.
Well, obviously we shouldn't do it, right? So, and then the Gemara speaks about it, Kinaim HaShochev Rav, Omah HaShmaitzah, when he was sleeping, he said this, how can you speak like that? What do you mean? Somebody says something, you don't say when he's sleeping. So the Chofetz Chaim got a long trouble about this. The Maitzah, the Rishayim do speak like that, so it obviously has valid reason for doing so. We'll see the right as an example of this.
You don't see the language in that.
We do. Not so often. I'm right. We don't see so much of the Tamar Bechlal speaking to each other. You just say, Zibir, you there, Meirim. Yeah? That's basically what you see. But we do see how the Tamar did speak to each other. That's the Gemara is about. Rabbi Gamliel was so we would call aggressive against Rabbi Shua. Okay, so we don't see it because we just don't see it. But in Amaran we see how they speak. And okay, so let's start the bottom line. Tisha Tiburin Shamata. No, I don't see it. Tisha Tiburin Shamata. Echazochami. That's the Gemara. Vat Achbo. Vishoka. So now the Baramar is bothered about a big problem. And this problem is the problem which all the Rishonim are bothered about. He doesn't understand. Why on earth should you have to do any bedikah or any bittul in this case of Tisha Tiburin and one of Fami? Because his question is, there's a spectator. First of all, who says he took Chomitz? And even if he did, he ate it. So it's a spectator. So what's going on in the Gemara Bechla? So it says the Balamoy, Sugi the Shmaitza is Kirib Zeya. This whole Sugi is going like Reb Zeya. Who's Reb Zeya? Reb Zeya is the Tess Omad Aleph. Do you remember he said that Lechem, the Oma, Lechem Mishayro. He leaves over bread. The difference between meat and bread is that meat, the animal eats, and bread, he leaves over. And therefore, you've lost one sofik. You've lost one sofik. Avekevua, avekemechsa amechsa. So if the mouse took from the kevua, so you have one sofik, it's all bitter. So women I tell you, you need to do bitter. Avebedika eino tzorich. Tzveika, drabononu, ulekula. Amazing, says about Amari, this Gemara that we've just been learning about is nothing to do with Bzikas Chomet. It's a Shaila Bittul. That's a Shaila. Do you have to do Bittul or not? That's a Shaila. Why? Because it's one Sofik. The Sofik is, did he take Chomet or did he take Matzah? Because if he took Chomet in, he definitely left it over. So you've got one Sofik. One suffer can help you by the Rabbanon, they won't help you by Torah. And therefore,
But didn't we say, even according to Reb Zeira, it's just that sometimes they leave over, so it's not a badai that he ate it, but it would still be a suffix, so he'd still have a tzvek shaker.
Very good, Rabbanon. Very good, Rabbanon. You're jumping to the end of the Rabbanon. The Balamari said at this stage, and Mordechai, thank you for coming up on that, because I was waiting for somebody to point this out. Says Mordechai, the Balamari is telling us a new Pshat in Reb Zeira. The Pshat in Reb Zeira is that by Chomet, he definitely leaves over. That by bread, he definitely leaves over. By meat, maybe he eats. But by bread, he definitely leaves over. A new Pshat. A new Pshat in Reb Zeira. So now we learned. We'll see other Rishonim learn about that. Reb Zeira never said he definitely leaves over the bread. He might leave over the bread. Remember, that's how we had Tosfos. Tosfos Zibur Maso B'Shloisha Osa Lo Mishaya. Tosfos Daf Tes Amud Beis, the third Tosfos on Daf Tes Amud Beis. Tes Amud Beis, the third Tosfos there said that Reb Zeira holds sometimes he leaves over and sometimes he doesn't. But the Balamoy doesn't learn like that. The Balamoy learns, Reb Zeira learns, he definitely leaves over. And therefore you've lost your suffering. It could be that we might leave over.
No, more margins to it.
Then go with Reb Zeira. Then it wouldn't go with Reb Zeira.
I know, but Zera says
Before we're harmonizing them. Yeah. So the Balamari learns that the animal definitely leaves over bread. From a mailer, look there, I don't have a svek sveka. The other chizush, he's telling me, you've got one sofik, but sofik drabon nakul, you wouldn't have to do a bedika, but you would have to do a bit. You would have to do a bit. Udeloi kirovo, and not according to Rava, this sugya is not following Rava, that it's amei, because according to Rava, afilu bitl loitsoi. You wouldn't have to do bitl either. Which Rava does he mean? He means Rava on Dav Tes Amad Aleph, that he learned that there's a machloikas between Reb Zeira and Rava about whether the animal leaves over bread. Reb Zeira says he definitely leaves over bread. And Rava says, no, sometimes he leaves over bread. So says the Balamoy, that according to Rava, if our sugya now, Tesha Tzivurin, you have a sex faker. If you have a sex faker, you can go to Kul, you wouldn't even need to do a bittul. The oilam, the havali chase faker, I feel a bittul like the oilam, the havali chase faker, eima hava, eima loy hava. Perhaps he has it. The kivan, the sugya, and kivzeya, hilchas akivasi. Since our sugya here seems to piske aloch is following kivzeya, so aloch is like him. That's the first malach of this balamu. Tremendous chidush. The shayla of the Gemara was, do you have to do a bittul? Well, never shayla, do you have to do a bedika? That wasn't the shayla. Do you have to do a bittul? So what was the story? The Akhva took from two piles, from the, one of the piles. Akhva took from one of the piles, went into the house. What did my shayla do? I have to do bittul. Bedika definitely not, Sofik Javon Lakul. Do I have to do bittul? Answer was, yes, because there's only one Sofik you have to. By Pirish. So now you don't have any Sofik anymore, so you don't even need to do bittul. That's how he learned.
Why would we be throwing this concept of bittul in the middle of the sugya?
It's very similar. No, but then now it's really very similar to our shaydas. Our shaydas is a gabi bali you are. Have you got chomets in your house? Uh-huh. That's what we've been talking about so much. But another shayla, do I have a chomets in my house? Nafkamina would only be regarding Hilchas Bittul, because Sofik Javon Lakul. And Lameda, we can be maker regarding Bittul, but we have to be machin regarding, we can make regarding Zika, but we have to be machin regarding Bittul. That's the shayla according to the Balamoy. The Mir. Shoimer. Some people say, Moide Rava Ba'achbo, the Vadai Shiuri Mishari. Some people say that even Rava's masking him. Even Rava's masking him, you won't have a Svek Sveka. Why? Even though normally we say a Chulda might eat it all out. Don't definitely leave it over, he might leave it all up, he might eat it all up. But an achbo, this is what I'm sure we've seen before, an achbo, not. So here it says about a mori, you notice in the Gemara changed from chulda to achbo. We pointed that out 2 days ago. Why did the Gemara change from chulda to achbo? Because we want this Gemara to go even according to Rava. Rava says that if a chulda sometimes leaves over bread, then it would be a Svek Sveka. So our Gemara wouldn't go with Rav. So we were saying, we're not talking about Chulda, we're talking about Achbo. And Achbo always leaves over. And Achbo leaves over. So only have one Sofik, so one Sofik you have to go to Chumma. Regarding what? Regarding Bittul, not regarding Zika. That's the opening Shitta in this discussion of the Gemara. So what's the Gemara talking about here? The Gemara is talking about the Shaila of Hilchas Bittul. Not Hilchas Bedika, Hilchas Bittul.
And Bedika.
No Shaila Hilchas Bedika.
No, because if it's after the Imam Bittul, you have to do Bedika.
Nachon, because you can't do Bittul.
What?
Because you can't do Bittul. You cannot do Bittul, right? That means, the Gemara is talking about Shashta writing, not the Shashta Abba. Right? That's what it knows about. The Gemara is talking about a case where there's a concern for deraisa, bittul, or maybe bedika after zman issa, but a concern for deraisa. A concern for deraisa, that's where we make a chiluk if he takes from two piles, if he takes from the piles, or if it was already pierced. If it's pierced, you can be maker completely. If you took from the piles, then you have to be machmir.
We did learn once that kol avoid exterit levata. You got to do bitul as well. Can you not say maybe also a bit the other way around, that even if, whenever there's bitul, you should only come after a bedikah?
Not the other way around the
world? That whenever you have to do a bitul, it should only come after a bedikah. Because we said before, that's called aboidek tarishu avato. Anybody does a bedikah has to do bitul. So I want to say, is there maybe a concept that even if it's bitul, should be together with a bedikah?
Normally, all right, but here he did a bedikah. He did his bedikah. Now you've got a sofer, does he have to do another bedikah? That's a sofer job on the kulam. So I was just the right. So you do a bitul. I wouldn't be machayv you in this case to do again another bedikah, because you already did your bedikah. You already ate with it.
I mean, some of you have done a bitul before as well, but now they're saying, but the bitul is because that's easy.
That bitul is gone.
Yeah.
Because that bitul was the chometz you had in your house. Or maybe you didn't do a bitul, but either way, it didn't cover this new chometz that came in. You had to do another bitul for this chometz. But Chazal wouldn't be mechayim to do a bedika because of a sopik.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Bitul we have to because sopik is right. So there wouldn't be mechayim to do a bedika because of a sopik. Okay, that's the shitta of the Baal HaMoy. That's the shitta of Baal HaMoy. If we just follow that school of thought a little bit, how's the Gemara carry on? Shnei Tziburim. You have two piles and two mice. So what does the Gemara say? Hainu Shtei Kupois. What does the Gemara mean to say about the Hainu Shtei Kupois? They can be made of, yeah? Mm-hmm. You can make it regarding what? Can he be maker regarding bitul? Chayyeh not. Contrary, if you can't, right? So contrary, by Shnei Tziburim, you'd be in a army, you'd have to do bidika, but you'd have to do bitul, right? So it's a funny thing then. Teisha Chanuyos, what does the Gemara say? Teisha Chanuyos. Now, I've got a shayla like this Tesha Tziburim, Big Mazel. No, that's like Tesha Chamuyas. Meaning what? You have to go to Chum. You have to go to Chum regarding what? Regarding Bittel. And the next Gemara says, you got these two Akbarim. Oh, that's the case like Shtei Kubis, where you go to Kula. Regarding what? Regarding Vedika. I mean, both cases are exactly the same halacha. You've got to go to Chum regarding Bittel, and you've got to go to Kula regarding Vedika. Both kids exactly the same. And the Gemara phrases it weirdly. Gemara says, regarding the first child, oh, you have to go to Chumra. That's like Tesha Tziburim. Regarding the second child, oh, then you go to Kula. But they're talking about different things. In the first child, you go to Chumra, you go to Bittul. But also in the second child, the same thing. In the second child, you go to Kula, you go to Bittul. But also in the first child, you go to Kula, you go to Bittul. So the Gemara is very strange. And this is one of the questions we've seen asked in the Balamoy. Very strange how the Gemara puts these shaylas on the table. It's true, both cases are true. In both cases, you'll be machver gabe bittul and maker gabe bedika. So why did the Gemara say, gabe the first shayla, I've got a shayla, took from 10 piles, what's the halacha? Oh, the halacha is, you've got to go to chumra. Well, the halacha is also, you go to kula. Because something you have on the kula. No, but the halacha is, you go to chumra because I've got tishan sibur. In the second shayla, they've also got the same shayla, Sofik Drabbanon and the Sofik Dereisa. So for some reason, well, their focus is on the Sofik Drabbanon, as opposed to the Sofik Dereisa. In the first shayla, the Gemara focuses on the Sofik Dereisa, as opposed to the Sofik Drabbanon. It's the horror on the Baal HaMoed. But the chiddush of the Baal HaMoed, let's try and nail it down, the chiddush of the Baal HaMoed is that the Smara here holds. If you have one Sofik, regarding the Gizchomt, you can go to Kula. You have two sekers, regarding even the deraisa, even the bittul, you can go to kula. Those are the chidushim of the Baal HaMoed. If you have one sofek, if my house has chomet, you can go to kula. I've got two seekers in my house to chametz. I can even go to Kurum at the right, I can even go to Bittel. So what's Shat in our sugya? Oh, we hold my Reb Zeira. And here's the third chiddush of the bottom line. Reb Zeira holds you, Vadai leave over. Vadai, the chul of Vadai leaves over chametz. So you only have one subject. So one subject tells me you have to go to Chumah regarding what? Regarding Bittel. Now, let me think of chametz, you don't need to go to Chumah.
If we know with certainty that the mouse leaves over in quite Reb Zeira,
yeah.
Why would we be okay with leaving it over if it's even Rabbanan?
Suffolk German. We don't know what he brought in.
We know.
No, we don't.
We don't know what he brought in. We know he brought in something, but it's Kol Kavol Kemesa Mesa. So we don't know what he brought in. It's a Suffolk. So we've got Suffolk German. Suffolk German. We're not Machayim to start doing with the deacon. Yeah, we got it clear. Bernard, let's start with you. Bernard, you understand what I'm saying?
Think so.
You have a suffix or a bone on a suffix comments came in your house. Whatever came in definitely stayed. Do you have to do a bdikas comments according to the Balamoy? Bdikas comments. Whatever came in definitely is there, but in suffix what came in?
But you have to do bdikas comments. Any one suffix and that's what's to a bone and you have to do bit of. You have to do bit of.
Right? The chiddush, don't tell it to your wife, so it'll freak out. That Shash Chomet in your house, yeah. Stop and do a bomb in the pool. That's all you say.
We don't know what it took. We no longer have a suffix anymore. If we have a klal that we're going to go be machmir, efficiency bulim, we can call it mechsa, mechsa, so I would think that that form of...
Mechsa means it's something. Mechsa means it's a suffix.
Okay, klal. If I find the basal outside of the store, where he took it, origination point, purchase a regular suffix.
Yeah.
Nine stores kosher, one store not kosher. You see, the stock is, we give it now a status of nevela. And it's also for us to eat it. Because the way that we look at it halachically now is we define it as nevela. What's the shaila now? I don't have a suffix anymore. The class said, this butter is nevela now. So what's the suffix anymore? If I have it now, and I know it brought it in, so I have a status halachically of chametz, and then now it's brought it into my house. What's the suffix anymore? I have no suffix anymore.
That is the sign you shot. It's a beautiful way of saying, really beautiful way of saying.
It's wrong.
It's not wrong. The Ram says like this thing, beautiful. Really, your Muhammad to the Ram beautifully explained as well. Right? Baruch Hashem. So your Baruch Hashem got like a lot to you. That's what the Ram says. But it's based on a chiddush, what you're saying. It seems, min asofik, we have to be machmir, we're going to treat it as definitely chomet. That's the chiddush that you're introducing. Say that. The Baramai is allowed to argue on that chiddush. Baramai says, Maisa, you're not sure about it. You're not sure. If you'd eat it, you wouldn't bring in Vadei Chatos. Right? Because it's not sure that it is. Min asofik, you have to be machmir. At the end of the day, it's a sofik. Sofik the Raisa, the chum of it. It's not Chomet Vadai.
It
says that you're saying Shtekhatoria. But it says about Avoy, not that you're wrong.
Hashem says you have to go according to that.
Very good, very good.
Why would I have to do the Chatas?
Yossi, you're saying beautiful. It's as if you're not the Ram. Mamish, every line you're saying, maybe you're not the Ram. Every line you're saying is really beautiful. But, but the Balamoy is entitled to argue on this. It's all based on assumption. Everything you've just now said. Maybe I should repeat what Rabbi Yossi said, but we'll see in the Ram. Everything you just now said is based on an assumption. Once something is gepaskent, if you can't eat it, then we treat it like kebab. That's everything you said. But it's all based on that assumption. That something that's treated like that got stuck, and all that eat it, is treated, considered a vada. It's an assumption, Mr. Balamayz Chedikon. Balamayz holds. And no, in the end of the day, Klapis Shemayim, it's not Vadai. We have to behave that we're not allowed to eat it. We have to behave that it's awesome to eat. But in the end of the day, it's only a suffix. Never, that goes in the house. The suffix. Say the world, still around one chedek useful, really very, very practical. So it's a very good. So we got this Balamoy case, Skerka Bernal for the Misari for us. Come to Balamoy, you have a suffix, if it was comments or not. It definitely is in the house still. You can go to Kula regarding Vedika. Bittle, you have to be cautious. If it could be the animal Eta'a, which is Daniel's point from a few days ago, and also Bernal mentioned a few days ago, if it could have been eaten up, is it a snake faker? You've got no shayla whatsoever, you can go completely to Kula. Let's see the Ravid. And the Ravid in the Marama Kremers, and the Dibba Masa was Kosav Shom. And now in the Gemara, those of you who have the Gemara, it's Hasogas HaRavid. Hasogas HaRavid. You see in your Gemara, the bottom now, Hasogas, no, no, in the rift. Next to the bottom, Hasogas HaRavid. Do you have it there, Rav Shom?
Yeah. It's actually.
Hasogas HaRavid, the first one, Aleph.
Aleph?
Yeah. Tisha Tzibur, it starts off Tisha Tzibur. Omar Abram, I apologize about the shayness, and that's the way the Rishonim spoke. Omar Abram, Kamanayorim Hifted, Herom Izvor. How many pages of wasted paper he showed in his words? Zikirov, it just gets worse. Zikirov, if you're saying that this sugar is Kirov, the Ikirava, that he's saying basically, according to Rava, Hai Tisha Tzibur Shal Mit Matzah, Afilo Bitaloitzah. It comes out, according to what he's saying, that according to Rava, you wouldn't have to do Bital, even Bital, because it's fake faker. Rava holds it doesn't always eat up. Shandika Trees Faker, Savag Matzah, Ve'imach Los. Right, that's what you wrote. According to Rava, that's what the Baramai wrote. According to Rava, you can be medical completely. Michlal, the Reb Zeira, like a Sofik Achila. It means, according to Reb Zeira, we are 100% sure that he left over. Otto Reb Zeira, Vadei Meshaya Kama. What, you really think Reb Zeira meant he definitely leaves over? Vezu Tipshus Kedoyla. This is an absolute stupidity. It doesn't make any sense. They come to Endaya, you know, Chulda definitely leaves over. Why should that be? It's also a Suffolk. And about the aim of Messiah Kama, if they himself, this is Mordechai's point, if they himself, also is only Suffolk left over. That is what Tosfos told us as well. And that's the smart aim of Messiah. It's not definitely left over. In Kenya, if they only chase Sveikikas, then this Sugar also, if they is going to have two Sveikas. So how are you going to learn the Sugar? Tisha Tziburim, instead you go to Chumra. If you're going to tell me by two Sveikas, you go to Kula, you don't have any Amorya who holds that there's no two Sveikas. No Amorya holds that. Come to Rabbi, you also agree that Rabbi holds that you have two Sveikas here. And according to Reb Zeira, I'm telling you, it's nonsense to say that Reb Zeira holds he definitely leaves over. A Chulda definitely leaves over, where do you get that from? Where does it get it from? A Chulda might leave over bread. It's not definitely leaves over bread. So every time a Chulda takes in food from 10 piles, so you have one Sofik if it's comments or not, and you have another Sofik, maybe yet up. So who is this Gemara going like? We've got Piskei Halachos. Tell me an Amor who holds this way. Tell me an Amor that holds by Tisha Tziburim that you've got to go to Chum. Tell me an Amor. Rava holds its two Sveikas. If Zera holds its two Sveikas, those two Sveikas. And if you're telling me that we've got to be makel by two Sveikas, then all Shaila doesn't stop. So who's the Shaila going like? Okay, so that's the first time.
Why can't we take the Vada?
What's the Vada?
That the
Hulda
ate it? Or
Zera holds
the
Vada that
they ate it?
Left over. It's a Tipshus to say it.
Didn't also say that it's a large loaf?
A large thing, they ate it. They ate it. No, they didn't eat it.
Stop the girl. Piece,
that's what he did. Oh, that's going to be another test. Say them. That's going to be a test. It's not what the Balamoy said. Balamoy said that Zera holds that Yvadai leaves over. We're all saying that this Gemara, I mean, Rebzeir's Shita is that you always, that the Gemara says that a Nefel, it won't leave over, but by Gred, it will always leave over. That's what the Baal HaMoy wrote. He's saying, and it gave him a string, a Kuntur Rav, he might not leave over. Right? If that this Gemara has to go like Rebzeir. We're talking about a particular type of bread that Kuntur Rav, he might leave over, might not, might eat it all up. Kuntra, you will definitely not leave over. Where do you get this from? Where do you get in Kuntra Bzeya that the animal will definitely leave over the bread? So if you're going to tell me it's just a big piece of bread, then there would be a Kuntra Rav as well. That's what we said. But the Balamai said there was. Balamai said that this sugar is going to Bzeya, not like Rav. He's saying there's a Machleka to Bzeya and Rav. The Kuntra Rav, he might eat it all up. Kuntra Bzeya, he won't eat it all up. Where do we see that? Where do you see that Kuntra Bzeya, that the animal definitely won't eat something up? If you're going to tell me, because we're talking about a big piece of bread, then also Kuntra Rav would be like that. But the Baal HaMoy didn't go like that. That's why the Ravid's first chat right up, first kasha on the Baal HaMoy. Second kasha, the Torah's G'day Limizu, an even greater mistake. The Ka'oma, the Mechsa, Mechsa Domi, the Tzor Bito. The whole study is a Shiloh of Bito. Since the Ravid, our study is the Shura's Kasha. Our study is not, it's talking about Bdika, not talking about Bito. Banam Bdika Skinon. Our Shiloh is a Shiloh of Bdika, not Shiloh of Bito. Mishnei Tziburim, the next Shiloh we have, Echad Shal Matza, Echad Shal Chomit, Yechiyach. There we've got a case of one chometz, one matzah. And that will prove that we're talking about b'dika, not bittul. So by b'dika. There it says you need the b'dika. He loved the ikka by sheinei bodek. You would have had to do b'dika if not for the fact there was anyway a house that hadn't been checked, and then we can be toila, zetalina on the hach achbo. We can assume that this mouse, the chometz, that was holding the chometz, to the gavei ayah. And went into it. Below me not the tree seeker, you know. Why don't we say there's two seekers? Why don't we there say, hey, you've got a chomet, you've got, what do you have there? You have there, stopping chomet, stopping matzah. Right? And we say there, you go to kula. Why do you go to kula? Because since it's Rabbanon, therefore we can go to kula. And you have a house there anyway, that's not bottom. So we'll say the chametz went to the chametz and the matzah went to the matzah. Says the right words. Why don't we say better to it? It's a two fakers.
Why is it a better
teretz? Because it's never shined to begin with. You have to say it's because it's only drabbonon, that's why you're going to be maker. So stay because it's two fakers. One second, let me just read out this one again. I'm not sure I've got this point. Let me just go over one more time. Mishnei Zibur Me'echos HaMatzah Ve'echos HaChomet Yechiyach The boy B'dika Ilav D'ika Ba'i Shein HaBaduk. He would have had to do another B'dika if not for the fact there's anyway a house that's not checked. The Talinon Lahach Achba the Chomet, we assume we can rely on the fact that this Achba the Chomet did a Gevai Ayah. We don't say there's two sakers. Right? We don't say there's two sakers. We even trade saker, Mr. Kinello. If the halach is that by two sakers, we can rely, we can go to kula. If by two sakers, Mr. Kinello, we have a right to be misapic and say that we've got this doubt and you can rely on the doubt. Afilu shnei achbarim echad b'chomet echad b'matzo ubayit echad boduk and one house checked the lo yadin on haimenai aisle and we don't know which one went in. Trace sveikave. There's two houses. There's two sveikas. I'll explain to you in a second. Lomele lameim shnei batim. The echot shein abaduk. And I talk about b'dika askina. His question, this question of the Ravid is, did I put this on the email, this part of the Ravid? I hope so. This question of the Ravid, yeah, this is good. The question of the Ravid is, in the next case, the Gemara seemed to pose the Shaila, Dafka, when there's two houses. If there wouldn't have been two houses, the Gemara wouldn't have posed the Shaila. It sounds like Dafka because it's two houses. So his question is, why do we have to pose it after one of these two houses? The same shaila could have been on one house. You've got two piles. You have two mice. And we don't know which mouse went into the house. You also have the same type of shaila. Right? So why do we talk about two houses? So what do we see from here? That in order to be makeup for Bedikas Chometz, I need to be able to have an additional factor that the Chometz guy, I can give the address where the Achpor went. If the Achpor holding the Chometz went to the Chometz house, I'll be able to keep the status as it was. But I can't stop being made and say something to Rabban and Akula and say that, okay, listen, I don't know which mouse went in, and therefore something to Rabban and Akula. I have two mice. One mouse was eating the chametz, one mouse was eating matzah. And if one of them went into the house. So it's a topic. So I can't have you make a regarding Bedikas Chometz. Why does the Gemara seem to say dafka because there were two houses, and then we can apply a principle that the chametz went to the chametz and the matzah went to the matzah? Why do we need that? If you're telling me by stopping to Rabbanon, we can go to Kula, one topic you can go to Kula, then you should be able to go to Kula in a case where you've got two mice, one house, and we don't know which mouse went in. It's also a topic. It's also means if we go to Kulada. And yet the Gemara says not like that. So we go around that you can't apply the principle of Sopid Ramon and the Kula regarding Bedikas Chometz. Otherwise, why do we need to come into two houses? In one house is already have a Sopid. So you can't apply the principle of Sopid Ramon and the Kula. V'hach, we've got two more lines and we'll stop here for now. V'hach the teisha tiburim, ki hava kavua, v'dika nami boy. I'm telling you, therefore, that by teisha tiburim, you do need the v'dika. Nishayla was regarding a v'dika. V'chiporish, afilu libita loy boy. And the Gemara was saying that if it's called a porish, you wouldn't even need to do a bita. I know what we're saying. Says the right. I'm telling you how to set up the sugya. Setting up the sugya means the shayla of the Gemara was two extremes. If we took it from the pile, kol kavua, gemechta, mechta, you're going to even have to do a bedika. And if it was called a parish, you wouldn't even have to do a bittel. That's how I'm setting up the shayla. But I haven't explained it to you. What we've got here so far is the Raya asks questions on the Balamoy. He asks questions on the Balamoy that your pshat is based on a mistake. And you're saying a great authority is saying that you would, the only shayla is regarding bittel, not shayla regarding bedika. And he says it's not the pshat. You rather by teisha tiburim the shayla is regarding bedika, and by kol porish you wouldn't even have to do a bittel. But he doesn't explain why. Why is it though? Very nice. So you've got kashas on me. But why is it? Why the meisa by two takers can we not go to kula, and by one topic we are chayv of bedika. Why is that? And that he's now going to explain. Mi umi boil on the main matzaima. We'll have to say though the reason. Lama lo yava tre sveika. Why is there not two sveikas or bitzel nami loyli boy? Why is it that by two sveikas we're chayv of bedika and a bitzel? Why is it like that? In Londis the Balamoy is correct that two sveikas we should go to Kula. And yet, it's clear from the Gemara not like that. So, why is that? Now, another Balamoy is going to start. So, the Rabbi is now going to say his pshat, why, which is a chaval, ran out of time. But, Noshe Veloima, that's where he starts saying his pshat. Okay, so what we learned today, this is to be mistaken, what we learned today, we had a Gemara of Teisha Tziburim and the Gemara of Shtei Tziburim. We had a Balamoy, we asked the question, that what's the difference? Why is it? Like, when it comes to state tzibuim, we say that regarding b'dikas chometz you go to Pula, and by teshek tzibuim, regarding b'dikas chometz you go to Chumah. So we start off today with a Balamoy. Balamoy tells me that the shayla of teshek tzibuim was only a shayla of bitul, wasn't a shayla of b'dikas. But meant you wouldn't have to do b'dikas. Because the Suffolk. The Suffolk Javon, he would go to Kula. The only Shaila was regarding Bito, and he tells me it's only a Shaila comes to Rebzeh, not comes to Rova, and in Mechamdu say, comes to Rebzeh, he definitely leaves over, and therefore, it's one Suffolk, and you have to go to Kula regarding Bito. That's what the Baal HaMoed says. We've seen now the opening thing of the Ravid. The Ravid disagrees in the Halachas. The Ravid holds that even by two Sakers, you'd have to do a B'dika. And even by if it's a porridge, you wouldn't have to do anything. But if it's two seikers, you would have to do a bedika. And the shaila is why. And now you can start. That's the rabbi. I'll have to leave that for you for the time being. On Sunday, Mitzvah will do it. Now the rabbi is now going to tell us his mahalach, his yisoidos in Hilchos bedikas chometz. Okay, so that's going to leave it off for now. Tovish, have a good Shabbos, everyone. Okay, good Shabbos, everyone. Good Shabbos, everyone.
Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos.